Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 87. 72 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's headlines from 12 News. A woman arrested in connection to a deadly crash in East Wichita has bonded out of jail. Chloe McLaughlin faces two counts of second-degree murder in Saturday night's crash. Police believe speed and alcohol were factors. Police in Wichita are investigating three separate shootings on Labor Day that left three people dead. Police say the shootings are all unrelated. So far, police have not announced arrest in any of the cases. And Kansas Democrats are calling on gubernatorial candidates to reject calls for congressional redistricting. It comes as multiple states consider redrawing congressional maps ahead of the 2026 election at the request of President Donald Trump. And at Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farmers and ranchers continue facing economic challenges. Farm Bureau economist Bernd Nelson says there's been an economic squeeze going on for several years.
Look at USDA's recent price indexes for crop producers. The index for prices paid for supplies, repairs, inputs, things like that, has been higher than the index for prices received for our crops grown over the last 5 years.
Nelson says the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors will decide soon to either lower interest rates or leave them where they are.
This would keep inflation from increasing again, but it would also continue to dig deeper into our farmers' pockets.
If there's a rate decrease, it would slow the interest-to-income ratio, but could risk inflation flaring up again. Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas's foster care agency had mediation sessions earlier this year to address deficiencies after a 2024 report revealed the state had backslid. Foster care providers, government agencies, and advocacy organizations anticipate a September release of the updated annual independent review of Kansas's foster care system, which was mandated after the state settled a class action lawsuit with a group of former foster children who allege systemic failures. The confidential mediation sessions in January attempted to gauge whether the Kansas Department for Children and Families could make progress on the terms of the settlement agreement that requires the state to meet certain benchmarks. The mediation sessions were the first to take place since the state reached the agreement in 2020. The progress reports evaluate the state of Kansas's foster care system based on 5 performance improvement goals, among other outcomes. And those goals include ending the practice of children sleeping in non-licensed facilities like offices and hotels, ceasing night-to-night and short-term placements, ensuring children aren't overcrowded in their placements, preventing housing-related delays in mental health services, and providing child-focused crisis services across the state. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that a new round of funding totaling $341,000 is available through the Strategic Economic Expansion and Development, or SEED, grant program. And now entering its 4th round, the SEED initiative continues to support economic development and quality of life improvements in Kansas's smallest communities. Administered by the Kansas Department of Commerce, SEED grants are available to communities in 78 eligible counties with populations of 5,000 or fewer, and grants of up to $25,000 will be awarded in categories that include child care and senior programming, community vibrancy, food retail, and libraries. Eligible applicants include local governments, economic development organizations, chamber of commerces, and other community-based organizations in towns that have not received a SEED grant in the past year. Seed grant applications opened on Friday, August 29th, and will close at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th, and the grant awardees will be announced in December. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a guardrail improvement project along a portion of K-25 in Rawlins County today, Tuesday, September 2nd. The project work will involve grading and guardrail replacement at 18 sites on K-25 between the U.S. 36 junction in Atwood and the Nebraska state line. The work will begin on structures located approximately 7¾ miles north of Atwood, and the traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed by a temporary traffic signal for approximately 3 weeks. The signal operation will then move to a location 1/2 mile south of the Nebraska state line for an additional 2 weeks. Traffic through all other work sites will be reduced to one lane and directed by flaggers as needed, so motorists should plan for delays of up to 15 minutes during the daylight hours. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed in November, conditions permitting. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Join us at Norton County Hospital for Destination Healthy Aging. Discover tips to stay active, eat well, manage stress, and age vibrantly using the MEDS method, mindfulness, exercise, diet, and sleep. September 24th, 5:30 p.m. in the NCH Conference Room. RSVP on our Facebook page. Don't miss this chance to invest in your health and your future.
Labor Day marked opening day for the 2025 dove hunting season in the state of Kansas. This year's season will run from now until November 29th with the designated shooting hours between 30 minutes before sunrise until sunset. There is a daily bag limit of 15 doves for morning and white-winged and in single species or in combination, while there's no limit on exotic doves such as Eurasian collared and ringed turtle. There is a possession limit of 3 times the daily bag limit. Resident hunters between the age of 16 and 74 must have a valid Kansas hunting license and a Kansas HIP permit, unless exempt, and non-resident hunters, regardless of their age, must have a valid Kansas non-resident hunting license and a HIP permit. Shotguns must be 10-gauge or smaller and incapable of holding more than 3 shells. Toxic shot is prohibited in designated non-toxic shot-only areas, and migratory doves may be only taken in flight. Anyone who spots illegal activity is asked to contact a local game warden or Operation Game Thief at 1-877-426-3843. For a complete summary of state hunting regulations, you can visit ksoutdoors.gov. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will host 5 public meetings this fall to share information on proposed state park fee changes and hear directly from Kansans. This town hall-style meeting will provide the public with an opportunity to learn more about the proposed changes, ask questions, and provide feedback. The fees remain unchanged at this time, and any adjustments will require a vote of approval by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission before they are implemented. A meeting will be held tomorrow, November 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Fort Hays State University Memorial Union 208, Black and Gold Room on the second floor, 700 College Drive in Hays. Proposed fee changes are to be discussed for camping permits and vehicle permits. Connor O'Flanagan, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks State Parks Director, said utility and operational costs for Kansas State Parks have risen nearly 45% since 2016. So these proposed changes are necessary to ensure our parks remain safe, well-maintained, and accessible to all Kansans, both now and for future generations. For more information about Kansas State Parks, you can visit ksoutdoors.gov/state-parks. The City of Norton has announced important information regarding the city's upcoming hearings. The Norton City Council invites and welcomes everyone to attend the Revenue Neutral Rate, or RNR, hearing and budget hearing during the September 3rd Council meeting. At 5:30 p.m. on September 3rd, the City Council meeting will begin. At 5:45 p.m., the RNR hearing will begin. And at 5:55 p.m., the budget hearing will begin. The Council meeting and hearings will be held in the Fire Station at City Hall, 301 East Washington in Norton, and the public is asked to please use the walk-in door on the west side of City Hall next to the garage doors. If you don't want to miss your opportunity to be heard, you need to contact the city clerk, Alex McKenna, at 785-877-5000 to be put on the list to speak during the R&R and/or budget hearings. However, if you don't get on the list ahead of time, you will still be able to sign up to speak upon your arrival at the meeting. If you would like a full copy of the proposed 2026 budget, you can call or stop by the city office, and copies will also be available at the hearings. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Brazilian president has authorized the start of a process to retaliate against the 50% U.S. tariffs. That's according to Brazil's vice president. Bloomberg reports the U.S. government was formally notified of the decision on Friday, according to a person familiar with the matter. The move was reported earlier by one of the newspapers in Sao Paulo. Brazil's Chamber of Foreign Trade now has up to 30 days to analyze the U.S. tariffs and determine whether they fall under the reciprocity law passed by Brazil's Congress earlier this year. If the chamber approves, the group of ministries will study countermeasures to apply. The next generation of leaders in the beef industry is already putting in the hard work on ranches, in classrooms, and in research labs. The Colvin Scholarship Fund recognizes and supports their dedication by awarding 27 students across the country a combined $100,000 this year to continue their pursuit of innovation, growth, and leadership in the country and the beef industry as well. Each recipient is actively pursuing a career in production agriculture, industry research, and other agricultural endeavors. With their aspirations for success in the beef industry, they are continuing the legacy of Lewis Mick Colvin, Certified Angus Beef co-founder and longtime executive director. Danielle Matter, CAB of Content Strategy, said that seeing these students pursue their passions in agriculture is truly inspiring. She says that each scholarship recipient is not only talented and driven, but also represents the innovation, leadership, and dedication that will shape the future of the beef industry, and they are proud to support them. You are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
A sound preconditioning program increases the value of weaned calves, encouraging growth and stronger immune systems while minimizing calf stress. You can trust Valley Vet Supply to stock all the preconditioning supplies your herd needs. Vaccines, insecticides, multi-min injection, and calf weaners. Valley Vet has everything you need to prepare cows for breeding and conception and to ensure healthy calves for weaning success. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a mix of temperatures ahead for us here for this afternoon, getting up right around about the mid-80s for parts of northwestern portions of Kansas, upper 80s for the southwestern portions. That's going to be fairly average right where we should be for this time of the year. And then as we move to the central and eastern portions of Kansas, looking at temperatures lingering around about the mid to upper 70s, around 80 degrees instead, those areas should also see temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. So it is going to be a little bit more below average for this time of the year. It looks like we are on the colder side of a stationary front that is to the south of us. But there is a warm front that is starting to push through from the northwest, and with that giving some warmer temperatures overall for the extreme western portions of Kansas. Expecting a warm up overall here for tomorrow. For the rest of the day today, it does look like we can expect to see some sunshine here throughout the afternoon hours. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies expected. As we get to Wednesday, though, we are expecting to see a little bit more cloud cover for the northeastern portions of the state for the earlier morning hours, then less so as we get to the afternoon. And then once we get to the afternoon for the southeastern portions, a little bit of that mixture of clouds and sunshine developing. And it does look like a chance for some showers, potentially maybe some thunderstorms again for the morning hours for the eastern half of the state, and then clearing out as we get to the afternoon. Highs Wednesday, as I mentioned, a little bit warmer as that warm front pushes through. Mid to lower 90s expected for the southwestern and south central portions of the state. 80s expected for nearly everyone else. The extreme northeastern parts of Kansas expecting to linger in the upper 70s for tomorrow. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.